Everybody, it's your boy, the Ravishing Rudy.
And I am Parker Lewis.
And welcome to Let's Find Out. As y'all know, or have been through the channel, I have different segments I do. And one of them that is near and dear to my soul and my heart is the IQ Wrestling Podcast. Now, again, for people who do not understand the concept, and of course, if y'all don't know, my real name is not Rudy. That's just a middle entendre, but my actual
watch
name.
The movie, it just stuck.
It did, and plus I always thought Rudy from the Cosby Show was cute.
That's just that.
She was cute.
She wasn't cuter than Lisa.
Alright, let's agree to disagree, but anyway, the I in the IQ is always me, Isaiah Martin, aka the Ravishing Rudy, and of course he already introduced himself, Parker Lewis.
Yeah, that's me.
Now, everybody who knows the world of this crazy shit called wrestling, there is one issue that me and Parker Lewis have came to that we feel like has to be addressed.
Where are the women?
Where are the women? Now, granted,
I'm not even trying to be a pervert of it. Seriously, the women are too good in that division, yeah. Not to be.
Not just that, the company itself. Now, yeah. We will, you know, we can try to glean both companies, WWE and AEW. Now, I will say
WWE is a little bit better with representation.
Yeah, they better with the showing of the women athletes, but there's not a lot that will make you be like, oh, no, damn.
They definitely don't have, I would notice that, like, after, especially after the pay-per-view, they don't really have the excitement and depth for a lot of their women.
Oh, they got the depth. It's the, okay. They do a little bit more throwing the women out there or giving them time to shine, unas like AEW, who have great women performers.
Great women performers. There's not one woman on the AEW roster that I'm like, I don't want to see more of.
Yeah, like, I want to see their whole roster. Like, for people who listened to us a few weeks ago when we touched on during the Owen Hart episode, that they should
basically give Rampage to the women's division. Yeah. Just go ahead and write Rampage off as just
exactly,
a total woman's
show. They have enough women to carry a night, like any night.
Yeah. An all woman show, as Tony Khan has said that is coming, and then it's just like he just drops it.
Well, I mean, you gotta think about it. Like, he keeps signing every man, every free agent, every indie darling, and then it's like it's also harming the men, but it's also really harming the women.
At least they're scouting wrestlers, unlike WWE, which is like auditioning people to become wrestlers.
I mean,
which I think is a little bit disrespectful, but I'm not a wrestler. But you know what I mean?
It's a little bit tiring to know, like, oh yeah, Vince gonna scoop up X, Y, and Z. And yet, X, Y, and Z is still going to be X, Y, and Z, or...
Yeah, well, we still haven't even got to the point where a bunch of AEW contracts have expired or, you know, optioned out. You know what I mean?
I mean, because when you got that deep of a roster, they're not going... We're going to forget about them. I think that's the one downfall I have with AEW. But that's another subject for another day. We're here to talk about the women.
And by the way, if you like today's episode, this will be on, we're doing a separate video on the podcast, channel. Mm-hmm. We're getting that up and running. So
it's coming soon, everybody.
It's coming soon.
We just had a little bit of
technical difficulties
and mishaps, but
we're working on the first couple videos today.
Yes, and, but as always, you can come here to Let's Find Out, the pod, and listen to your boy, I, and Keith. But no, but getting back on the subject. So, the women of AEW. They are a little bit...
Jumbled. Scattered, and...
They're not really appreciated. Like, you have a few that's getting flowers, but I'm not going to lie. Once I seen F.A.K. Paige come...
Saraya. I'm sorry. She has a name. That is her name, Saraya. Saraya. That is her name.
Look, as I take a line from our favorite movie, Coming to America, if Vince called a Paige, I'm going to call a Paige.
And I'm going to say that her name from the beginning was Soraya. Soraya. What? Soraya, Soraya. And that's what we're going to call
her. Me, Mariah. That's fine. If Vince called a page, I'm going to call a page. And look, every wrestling fan will always know that wrestler as that first name being Arthur Mask. Okay, so. No, that changes. I don't care how old you get.
No, it doesn't. You're right. But back to that.
But once I seen her get signed, I knew that it was the same shit's going to happen to the women now.
What do you mean?
Like, let's say from the very beginning when, you know, we had, you know, the men's division and, you know, the signings were coming up, you know.
Sporadically.
Yeah, and then it became like, okay, so you got a roster. It's built. Everything is fine. And then it started becoming like, oh.
Who's going to pop up? Here's the thing about that.
But see, when it was the, you know, the lower tier people, mm-hmm. well, like the ones that hasn't been on, you know, WWE for a while or whatever.
Ember Moon.
Yeah, and then
Tony Storm.
We're just talking about the men in general, and then we seen that happen. So now I was like, okay, let's not do this to the women. Let's not sign every old woman star to a contract.
Soraya is not old. She is
not old, but let's think about it. She literally was the NXT, what, 2011?
Gotta look back. She was. I forgot that she was in
NXT. At least 11.
Yeah, no, 2011.
Yeah,
2011.
I know she was the first woman NXT champion.
But it makes sense. All right, but here's how I'll argue. NXT was basically, before anybody knew it, was basically like the pre-audition for AEW.
I mean, to a degree, but yeah, at this time, was no AEW.
So, yeah. So I'm saying this because basically, and I said this a long time ago when AEW first kicked off, I said, basically, everybody that Vince fucks up in NXT, I said this way before the cuts, I said, basically, everybody that Vince doesn't see being a main star in WWE, they're going to go to AEW. And just about everybody that I said are listed is eventually in AEW.
Well, that was going to happen anyway because, let's think about it. Impact died, or somehow was alive, just dying. And then you have Ring of Honor, which was on death's door, not that time, but it was about to. So, you know, they really had nowhere to go. Or they had places to go, but not a lot of great exposure or happiness.
Or options.
Yeah. And then
they had New Japan, but then again.
Yeah.
New Japan is basically, let's just be blunt, it's for wrestling fans.
Yeah. But no, but for real, so like, once they began the AEW, once I seen, like, when they had certain wrestlers, I would see, like, MJF or Sammy Guevara or those wrestlers, I was like, okay, this is good. And then once I seen, like, the Jerichos and the Stings and the Billy Gunn, and I was like, oh, God.
Here's my argument with that. You need old people to pump up the new people.
I think that philosophy is gone now.
It's not gone because what are you going to do? I mean, given... All right, we're going...
You should let the older stars do backstage or off-camera stuff. Or just be a manager. We don't need... This is like a thing that keeps happening. And it's starting to like drain on me a little bit. Because like, why... We shouldn't keep recycling that same method. Like... There's no point. Like, okay, yes, get old established stars to put over younger talent. Okay, I somewhat understand that. But don't let the older stars have a belt. Don't let the older stars soak up TV time. Like, some have great personalities, like a Jericho. Sometimes he can be on TV. But now it's getting to where
the only thing about Jericho is I think his feuds are overdrawn. The whole Eddie Kingston was way overdrawn.
This is what I'm saying.
The Adam Cole thing was overdrawn to a certain extent.
But this is what I'm saying. I am 32 years old. I have literally watched Jericho since I was 7.
Lying.
Yes, I have watched every era of Jericho. That's a long ass time. That's pushing 30 years. He doesn't need more limelight than what he does. His time, he has been wrestling longer than some people are on the roster. His career is older than Jungle Boy.
Okay, here's my biggest argument against that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bring, for example, the Sting and Darby Allin versus Sammy Guevara and Chris Jericho. And here's what I will say about this, and then hopefully get back to the women's topic.
Yeah, because we didn't kind of
from. Yeah, that's what I say. But,
oh no, this is real life. This
no, we're
real.
Editing.
I'm not editing.
We're editing.
This is what keeps a this podcast is, real and fresh.
We're editing.
We don't edit nothing.
We're editing this apart.
Actually, we don't even have to edit. You know why? Because we're gonna drop that conversation and we're gonna go back to the women. Okay. Anyway, once I seen Paige,
Saraya.
I give a fuck. Anyway, once I seen her get onto the roster, I knew that the same shit that was going on with the men is about to happen to the women. Now, granted, they had great workers from younger great workers from dropouts from WWE, ones who wouldn't get no light, no exposure.
Okay.
I was fine with that.
Here's the thing.
But once you start, hold on. I was fine with them building a roster of young, slightly not great established divas. Well, WWE female wrestlers. Okay, I was fine with that. I was fine when you scooping up some from TNA or
that was a great find.
Kiera Hogan was a great find. I was fine with that. I was fine when you getting some from New Japan. Okay, that's cool. Don't get X champion X, Y, and Z. Don't get. Yeah, you might need to establish your roster, but establish it with the ones who didn't get shine nowhere else. This is how a product becomes old and stale and slack and repetitive. This is why the WWE women is getting tired and buried, because God forbid if I turn on the TV, you got the same four females that dominate anything.
Well, see, and I think that's what Bayley was saying in a couple of interviews before, and Ronda Rousey was saying in a recent interview, just like, you know, it's kind of like picking bones at this point. You got to work with what you got. You know what I mean?
But they have a lot.
Yeah, they have
choose
a lot.
Not to.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's the problem that AEW has. But
no, AEW has way more and chooses less.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, all right, so here's what I'm saying. All right. We said this before about giving Rampage to the women. What women, and I think this is going to lead right to the video we're working on, the pillars. If men have, the men's pillars for this generation are what? Darby Allin.
And AEW.
Yeah. Darby Allin, MJF, Jungle Boy, and Sammy Guevara.
Okay.
Okay, so without a doubt, if you, all right, so, and Britt Baker too. You got to give her Britt Baker.
Okay, well, we'll discuss that. Okay,
With the women pillars, let me finish. Okay. With the women pillars, we have, in this is my opinion, Sky Blue, Willow Nightingale.
No.
Julia Hart.
No. I'm not going to
Billy Stark.
No, I'm not going to sit here and let you gleam over some.
No, we're talking about new stars. We're not talking, and we'll get to the other ones later. I'm not discrediting Ty Mello, Anna Jay, Abaddon, Jay Carhill. I'm not discrediting any of them. I'm saying these women that I just named, they're really heating up the wrestling world right now. Mm-hmm. Sky Blue has she's on everybody's name list. You know what I mean? Every time a woman talks, they're like, yeah, who do you want to get in the ring with? Sky Blue. Same thing with Willow Nightingale. Those two specifically, in my opinion, are going to be the gasoline that's going to really heat up the women's division. They have a great, great heel roster right now in the Renegades. Because, again, they have a great workhorse like Toni Storm. Toni Storm is going to give you a great match. Even her lazy matches are going to be 6-star, 5-star match. You know what I mean? In the basic demographic of a wrestling match, they're always going to be above par. Same thing with Ruby Soho.
So let's stop here. Okay. So me personally, so I have some of the women pulled up. Now we're going to describe the pillars. Now,
well, see that.
Can me and you, so me and you, all right, we will, Mount Rushmore, a pillar has 4 faces.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can do a 4 and a honorable mention.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Toni Storm, do we count her as an honorable mention or a face or a pillar? Rather? Because you got to keep in mind, she is.
We got to keep in mind,
she is the first. Well, not first, sorry.
She's the first.
She's the first two-time
AEW champion.
Yes, so we have to give her.
She's definitely on the Mount Rushmore of women, mm-hmm. not a pillar. Mount Rushmore is, I'll put Mount Rushmore a little bit more above
pillar. So you wouldn't put Toni Storm as a pillar? Considering she's the first AEW 2-time.
No, because she's in Rushmore. We're putting Rushmore over. If the Gardens of like God status, mm-hmm. we're talking about pillars and Rushmore.
So we
Rushmore is, you got to work really hard to get. You can be a pillar and that's good, but all if you're
so Rushmore, we are going to put her on the Rushmore.
Yeah, she's definitely Rushmore because she's first 2-time.
So we'll put Toni up here. Okay.
Britt Baker's also much more true.
Okay, we put Britt just because she is.
She's that bitch.
Well, not. I will put her on there because she is.
I respect the hell out of Britt because she came literally from the bottom and we all watched.
Well, if you think about it, she is the face.
Yeah, she's the face of AEW, the women's division. She really is.
Yeah,
she took it. It was the face of the division and she was like, this isn't working. I guess I got to be a heel. And she not only became a heel, she became such a good heel, she became a face.
So we agree on those two.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is where some of the beef that me and you have, I think.
Oh, it's gonna come.
Breaks off. Okay, so we agree on the first two. Okay. Now, me personally, I would have to put Chris Statlander.
I'm not gonna disagree with that. If the accidents wouldn't have happened, I feel like she would probably be a little bit more up on the list and the rankings and like overall a little bit better standings in AEW. Mm-hmm. But you know, everything happens for a reason. Glad she's back in the ring. She looks great.
She does. So we agree on at least 3 of the faces. So we agree on Britt. We agree on Toni Storm. And we agree on Chris. Now, 4 faces get a little tricky.
This is going to be hard because I want to say, Thunder Rosa.
I want to say her because she was in there from the beginning.
She was the first kind of internet wrestler sensation that everyone wanted to see.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. The signing made sense.
Yeah.
But injuries and other things.
She's had one injury.
Yeah, but it's a long injury, and then let's not count the exposure. Exposure to me is another injury. Like, if you're not getting exposed, you hurt.
Yeah.
That's just me personally.
Her reign with the title was very wishy-washy, even when she was there. Mm-hmm. I felt, I really liked the match she had with Tomi Yamashita. I'm going to fucking butcher her name. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I love her, though. The pink striker, Yamashita, you know who I'm talking about.
I got you.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
The fans know too.
I'm so sorry. I'm working on it. But we know she had a great match with her. Mm-hmm. She also had a really good match with Toni Storm at Forbidden Door.
Now this is just me. Now my 4th face.
So we're not including Toni Storm, Thunder Rosa.
Will I include Thunder Rosa?
I wouldn't be mad, but if you came up with something,
I wouldn't. And just to be honest, I would include Ruby Soho as the 4th face.
Riho or Sheeta. Oh, that would probably be my.
I
my,
I would put Riho as my honorable mention because she's the first ever women's champion.
I would say Nyla Rose too, but then she suffers from the problem of like wishy-washy too.
Yeah.
But that's the only reason. She's good,
though. But see, my heart was torn between Riho and Ruby Soho. But I feel like I will put Ruby over Riho. Now, I will say one of them probably in the next few months would be bumped off for Jade. Because, listen, though she did just lost her first match, the impact she's having with the women's division.
Oh, no, I don't disagree with you. I don't
and the impact she's having with, like,
the thing with Jake
women, Austin. Like, she is becoming, like, a face of, like, how Rick was in the 80s. Every 80s and 90s kid loved Ric Flair.
She's definitely representative of, like, you look at her, you like, damn, I know she can go.
Or you and look
then,
at her
and then she's like, and then you look at her and she gets in the ring and you're like, damn, she can go. Because the three matches stand out for me that was like, that proves that she can wrestle was probably the match she had with Billy Stark.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one. The match she had with Ember Rose was also really
good.
Well,
I'm starting to look at it as like, you look at her and be like, damn, that could be me. Like, I feel like she's having an impact for the future.
Yeah, for women. Yeah, she's definitely having that impact for girls. She's definitely got that China feel.
Mm-hmm.
And mixed in with a little Charlotte Flair,
mm-hmm.
that's gonna, you know what I mean? Like, she look like, when people think of wrestler, mm-hmm. I think that's the definition of what they think a wrestler looks should look like. And she definitely can walk the walk and talk the talk.
Okay, so
when she comes back though, I do think that they should put her as a face. Might be an interesting.
It'll be hard. I think they're gonna let her chill. And recuperate because she had a few long months as being that she probably needs a mental break, to be honest.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so while we have a few minutes and we're discussing the women, so a website who shall not be named because they're not paying me for the podcast made a list of the women's roster,
mm-hmm.
and this is discussing it from
currently.
June of 2023.
Okay.
Now, this is some of the numbers I'm going to give you.
Okay.
They have Toni Storm at 30. Now, this is 1 through 30 women. Okay. Toni Storm was 30. Thunder Rosa was 29. You want to know who's above them?
Yeah.
Ty Mello. Sky Blue. Paige, Ruby Soho, Riho.
This is like PW's I list when I opened it and they had the Usos beating FTR and I'm kind of drinking right now. They put the Usos over the Bucks. Not the Bucks, but the FTR and I cannot think of their name. You know who I'm talking about. Not the
Everybody
FTR and the Briscoes. I'm drinking. The Briscoes and FTR lost to the Usos and PWI's tag team. 500 greatest tag teams. That's like that's basically what you're kind of that's that list basically. Because Toni Storm is like so it's number 30 like the best or
yeah, they have women ranked 1 through 30.
Uh-huh. 30 being the best.
30 being
lowest.
The start.
Lowest? And
yes.
Okay, yeah, that list is bullshit.
So anyway, this is more people above them. So I say Riho.
Well, who's number one?
Anna Jay.
Is this like potential or just like...
Athena's under her.
Is this like potential?
And then Britt Baker.
Yeah, that list is a little whack. Because, you can't, there's no way Toni Storm's number 30, but.
I mean, do you think, even if they're basing this on potential.
Even if they're basing off potential?
Mm.
To say.
Do you think Toni Storm has reached her.
No.
You think she has more to prove?
Yeah.
I think she has reached the potential, but I think she could still put on better matches than we have seen.
Potential, I think there's still more there. Because we haven't really seen her play a heel in America. And she was really good as a heel in New Japan. And when she was in Japan, she was really funny. Mm-hmm. I can't go back to the whole Anna Jay's number one because she's good. Mm-hmm. And I really like Anna Jay. The only thing that's killing Anna Jay is Tony Khan doesn't know what to do with her. He had her in Dark Order, which was good. Mm-hmm. And then he had her in Jericho Appreciation, which was all right. Mm-hmm. She doesn't need to be with Jericho. She doesn't need to be. She doesn't really need. After her leaving the Dark Order, what I would have done was kind of gone to the whole I'll choke you out thing, mm-hmm. the whole psycho girl thing. I would have leaned right into that. Why not do a segment where she just comes up behind people, choke them out, right? And then you could have done. That could have been comedy gold and turned into something fun. You know what I mean? And then I guess what I'm trying to say is another person with her, I think that she needs to ditch the society, right? Ditch the society. Put her on Ring of Honor for a while.
So what should we do, Mike? What should we do? What should AEW do, rather, for the women? Now, we already agreed, like,
well, first off,
give them their own night.
First, more than one women's match, Dynamite. That would be a great start off, even if it's just one tag team match and one singles match.
Well, me personally, I feel, honestly, just give them...
And a couple more segments in between.
Just give them Friday nights.
Yeah, that too.
Like, it sells itself.
Friday night with the ladies on Rampage.
It builds itself. Like, let's say when school goes back in, kids out for the weekend. Some whose fathers or brothers, uncles, whatever, love wrestling, whatever. Mm-hmm. Let them have their own night.
We have our nights on Wednesday and Saturday.
Exactly. Let them have Friday, or you can convert it to Saturday, whatever. Let them have the weekend where they can get exposed like fuck. They can build their own brand. And honestly, they can put a tombstone on the WWE name because they have their own night. WWE doesn't even have... they have enough women to do that, but I don't think it would be as interesting. Because some of the women in AEW are
a lot more interesting than the women in WWE.
Yeah, now, creative can fix that for WWE, sure.
No, creative can't fix it. Because
they can fix it, but it's the woman herself. The
majority of the women that come in AEW come with their own gimmicks. With their own personalities. And that leaks through.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I think that was the whole Ember Moon problem thing.
Saying, like, you can have a creative, you can be a creative person. And you can have a creative gimmick, but it's who's writing for you that can also help. You can be creative as hell, but if someone's giving you this script or this thing to follow, right. You know, at this point, I think some of that is on him.
He's
after that Dark Order match from like WrestleMania this past like year, I'm kind of burnt out.
I think he's...
The character's great, but...
I don't think he's his heart's in wrestling.
Whoever gave...
I think he would be a... I think he's a Rob Zombie in the making.
We'll find out in the future. But anyway, we got bills to pay, and we'll be right back. Alright, everybody, and we are back. Now, this past weekend... as a WWE lifer
and as somebody who, you know, just kind of checks in sporadically,
I would like to point out that
it was boring too.
I did watch the Money in the Bank
pay-per-view. It was worse. You know, it was almost as worse than WrestleMania this year. WrestleMania was bad.
WrestleMania shit was not bad.
WrestleMania was horrible this year. WrestleMania was horribly forgotten.
You being a hater.
WrestleMania was so bad. I forgot. John Cena had a match, and I forgot about it.
No, you childish. Now I will.
No, Diet Hulk Hogan had a match.
You stop. No, no one will ever be worse as Hulk Hogan. Now I
Diet. No, Diet listen, Hulk Hogan. Was
this
there,
year's WrestleMania,
and he had a match, and he came out, and he had, and he looked like a dad with that boring ass haircut. And he came out, and his over positive ass just put on a subpar match, and did he win? Did he lost, right?
First of all, he lost because he lost. Why would he beat?
He lost to Austin Theory.
Yes, but let's backtrack. This year's WrestleMania was the only part that was not to me received.
WrestleMania was hot trash this year.
No, the only thing that she did was let Cody win. That was it. That was the only thing.
That was my biggest thing. That was the only reason I watched the whole damn pay per view.
Yeah, okay. But I think his time is now finally starting to wane down. But
who's?
Cody. I feel like he's about to get it now.
Did he beat Brock last night?
He fight Brock.
Who did he fight?
It wasn't Brock.
Dominic. Oh, yeah, Dominic.
Yeah, Dominic.
I watched the pay-per-view, and I'm forgetting shit.
Anywho. Look, we have a whole pod. We can't be doing shit like that. But
what do you mean? That's the whole point of this podcast. We're trying to be the new Sharp and what's the guy's name? Skip.
Yeah.
We're trying to be the new Sharp and Skip of the wrestling world.
By the way, I also have a show like that. It's called Father and Son Sports with me and my man Eddie. But yeah. Backtracking. So,
nice plug, by the way. That was
thank,
a good plug.
Thank you. I plug all my shows. Yeah. I'm a one man band. I have a wrestling podcast, a sports podcast. Podcast in general
that we're and you should also check into that too, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. See, you learning.
I'm your co-host for that one.
You are my co-host through everything.
Yeah,
you
know? Sadly.
What you mean, sadly?
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
You. Anyway,
I turn on you.
Focus. Damn. he'll turn in me.
Oh, I'm letting you know. I'm gonna Marty Jannetty your ass. I'm just trying to get. I'm so, Shawn Michaels. Yes, I am.
No, you just said Marty Jannetty. You said it right. So you gonna suck. And be my underling?
No, I'm gonna Marty Jannetty you. You're Marty Jannetty in this analogy. What? I'm gonna hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty.
I am literally the Shawn Michaels.
No, I am the Shawn Michaels. I am Shawn Michaels in this partnership. No, if we were DX, you'd be Shawn Michaels because I'd be Triple H. If we were the Nation of Domination, I would be Farouk.
Fine, I'd be the Rock. Okay, well let's backtrack to what we seen yesterday. Okay, honestly, yes, it was kind of a snooze.
I mean, I liked Jay. It was Jimmy finally pinned Roman.
Yeah,
that was cool.
That was needed. See, that's how I know that the Cody Championship has to come, because now you can see that the storyline is about to fall.
As long as they're not doing the Sami Zayn. Anything with Sami Zayn, I do not know why, but I have not liked Sami Zayn even his El Generico days.
Why don't you like El Generico?
I find Sami Zayn annoying.
Why?
I don't know.
I love Sam.
I don't know. He's like, you know, like when you were in high school and there was that one annoying kid that you just couldn't stand. You didn't know why.
Like BD.
What?
Huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, why you don't like Sami?
I don't know. I don't have a legit reason.
You don't.
I just don't like him. I know that how that sounds. It just
sounds horrible.
I know. I'm not saying I'm a good person in this analogy. I just don't like Sami Zayn.
Despicable.
I don't. If it makes you feel better, I don't like him as El Generico either.
So you're just saying to people you just hated HR?
I just don't like Sami Zayn.
From Ring of Honor, I'm sorry.
I know. I like Ring of Honor. I just didn't like Sami Zayn.
About Kevin?
Oh, I love Kevin. KO's great.
They're legitimately like damn near the same person.
No, they're not. KO is like tremendously way.
They both
better.
Were car crashes ready to happen.
I would watch. I prefer. I would invite KO over for dinner. KO could come over for spaghetti then. If well, Sami Zayn,
if another grown man spaghetti.
What?
Why are you making another grown man spaghetti?
If he were coming over for dinner. His wife's there too.
Okay, I'm happy that you plugged in both Kevin and the wife.
Well, when I say like usually, you know, that's a given. If I say I'm making dinner.
Some people would just say, hey, you wanna come for food? And don't don't air it in the other person.
Or some people be like, yo, you bring in food for the pay-per-view that I ordered and don't bring anything.
Some people didn't word it.
Some people would be like, yo, I just got the pay-per-view.
All right, y'all, listen, before we talk about
let's talk about friendship pay-per-view etiquette right quick. All right. So listen, since we're on this subject, and this is all to all wrestling fans, when you order a pay-per-view, and I'm talking about order, I'm talking about buying from Bleacher or wherever, and you buy it, that's $50. That's one person buys it at that house. So that means whoever buys it, they bring people there, right? It's not like a thing that you have to bring snacks or, you know, drink, but it's nice. I just spent $50. You know what I mean? Not saying I wasn't gonna buy food. Not saying that I wasn't gonna buy the pay-per-view. But I'm saying, bring your host like a Angry Orchard or a turkey sandwich. That's the least you could do. Or at least something. Share something. Don't just show up empty-handed.
Everybody who's listening to this, I want y'all.
No, because this needs to be said for all the people that have people over. And, you know, we have the food and we have the pay-per-views. The least you could do is bring a joint.
Can I say a beer. Can I say something?
Or a bag of chips.
Can I say something?
No, you can't say anything on this subject.
Since you want to censor me.
I ethered you on this subject because it needed to be done.
And you know what? I'm about to hit you with a takeover. What? So everybody, listen. I want everybody to know this. Like,
that Isaiah Martin is a terrible person to watch pay-per-views with. So and he left early.
Okay, first of all, listen. Before we even discuss...
But at least he showed up. At least he showed up.
We have a few minutes. I want to discuss this. Okay, first of all, I didn't just show up. We discussed that I was coming. He was supposed to come to my place, and we was going to watch it here. But for some reason, I couldn't get Bleacher Report to work, so I went to his house. That's number one. Number two, now, I don't know if y'all know us like that. Y'all will get to know us, but we are from a small town called Reesville, North Carolina. For people who know where Reesville is, you know some of the food places here. I would like to know, and saying this live on air, where the blue actual fuck I was going to get you a motherfucking turkey sandwich from. I lied my ass. Where was I going?
I am a trained chef. Like, I went to school.
So you wanted me to go buy you sliced turkey meat and sandwich bread for you to make?
Yes.
Why would I do that?
Why would you know this? You look at my Instagram and you know, you're like, yo, this noob can actually cook.
I didn't say you could.
So there's like this thing of like, yo, I feel like if I would have been like, yo, Queen, do you need me to pick up some shit? And I would have been like, I even did the Kenan and Kale thing. I was like, yo, grab me this, that.
Okay, listen. And for all 90s kids, when you have a best friend that does the Kenan and Kale spiel via a text message, you're not taking that seriously. When you was texting me what to get back and forth when I knew you was doing the Kenan and Kale bit, how the hell was I supposed to know that, oh, he really wants a motherfucking Angry Orchard? First of all,
Angry Orchard, I didn't even know. I said, go to the deli, give me some sliced turkey, an Italian bread loaf, and some American cheddar cheese. Oh, and some pepperoni.
Listen, dead ass, I ain't even lie to you. I didn't even know black people drink Angry Orchard.
Yeah, black people can drink seltzer and White Claw, then we can drink anything.
Ooh, what African American man you out here drinking White Claw?
I know a lot.
I know a lot. I ain't never seen a black person drink a White Claw.
Oh, I know a lot. It is.
You the first black person I ever seen ask me to get a turkey club.
What's wrong with turkey club sandwiches?
There's nothing wrong with a turkey club sandwich.
Did you see my sandwich though?
I liked it.
Did you see it? Dude.
I also laughed and said, oh, this is the same. Where? And I actually know it on the old Instagram, dude, when you look it up. I clearly put, where was I supposed to get a sandwich like this in here?
Dude, I sent you the ingredients to get my sandwich.
Why would I get you ingredients?
I went to school to learn how to cook.
Listen to what you're saying. You want me to go?
Dude, the sandwich was so good.
What did they hold on? Because I was going to much. But I forgot where I was. I forgot where I was talking
yeah.
to.
Yeah, but yeah, I was legitimately upset. I ordered a pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. All I want was a turkey sandwich.
But most people make this not. This is what I'm saying. Most people make this known, being like, "Hey yo, you want to go half on a pizza?" Or
I don't like pizza.
Okay, I don't eat meat. So why would I get you a turkey sandwich? Why would I go get you? Hold on. Listen to what you're saying. You want me to go out and get something that I don't eat?
Yeah. And then, I just ordered a $50 pay-per-view.
That's fine and dandy.
Just ordered a $50 pay-per-view.
But see, this is what I'm going to say out loud, too. Well, now, you know, most days, some people just, you know, get a pay-per-view from other sources and just play it on their TV.
Yeah, but I don't do that. You want to know why? Because I actually want to watch the whole pay-per-view and not have it turn into a porn midway stream.
It don't do
that's
that.
That's happened twice to me before. This is not even talking any shit. That's happened.
This is not 2015. We have got better technology.
No, they don't.
Yes,
we do. And you know what kills me about these link websites? What? They always say like, "Oh, the best streaming, like you click on right," and then they only work for like two, three minutes.
I don't know what links you've been going through. I have watched.
Mine have never worked.
I have.
Even like back in the day, you remember when back in the day you used to like bootleg movies off the internet? Mm-hmm. Like even back in the day, I remember watching Cloverfield and that shit turned into like.
I don't know the Simpsons what link or whatever you're doing.
That shit never works.
I have legitimately not had nothing wrong with none of my links for the past 3 years.
You've never been watching an MMA fight and midway it turned into. Gangbang Land 3.
No, because why would I get that factor? But seriously, pay per view etiquette.
I was
is
really
a thing.
Mad that it turned to Gangland Bang 3 and not Gangland Bang 5.
Pay per view etiquette is a thing.
Starring McKinley.
But sometimes you have to pass out the stuff to your fellow man. Yeah. You did not say go get blank.
You didn't even stay for the last match.
I got called going to work.
Yeah.
Well. And yeah. I would have stayed if a match wasn't fucking 2 hours long, but I digress. That's not
a colossal
point.
Great
point.
Match.
That's not the point.
A colossal great match.
We're not talking about
a colossal great
match. We're not
match.
Talking about that.
By here. The way, Forbidden Door was awesome, by the way. We didn't mean to go off this song of a tangent. We're gonna have to edit probably some of this out, put it on the podcast. But
it was mid.
It was good. It was not mid. It was really good.
Some matches jammed, but they didn't happen in the order that I would thought they should have.
I wish Julia would have made her debut. That would have been great. A release of tease. I have a feeling, like, I don't know. I have a feeling it's going to be good when she, if she comes to AEW.
Man. Okay, but anyway, going back, discussing Money in the Bank. Now, yeah, the matches were there was kind of now I will say the pay-per-view started fucked up because they didn't let LA Knight, who people are wanting to see pushed, didn't get the Money in the Bank.
No,
and I thought that was dumb.
Well, see, at certain points you have to listen to fans on certain things, and WWE just doesn't do that.
They don't. Now most matches I would say I didn't have a real big upset about. You know, I'm okay with Damian Priest, but I wanted LA Knight myself.
Damian Priest won the thing?
He won the man's Money in the Championship match.
Damian Priest, congratulations. I literally watched the pay-per-view and forgot
that was
the
first match.
Dude, I told you, I was in and out of it. I was in and out. I'm sorry, it's just hard to hold my attention.
I watched
Liv Morgan and Raquel.
Of course you remember the Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because it's you, and I know you, and I know that you would know the results of that match, and I know you watched it.
Oh, well, I watch every Liv Morgan match.
I know. I bet you remember who won the women's match too, don't you?
Yeah.
Who won?
Okay, I don't remember who
Thank
won.
You.
I was too fun. I was too.
It was Sky.
Who?
Sky.
Sky who?
EO Sky.
Oh, EO Sky?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, congratulations, EO!
I don't know why I can't even say EO.
EO, congratulations.
It don't look like EO to me.
Wait, are they? Is she turning face yet? Are she about to?
I honestly don't think she's going to turn face. I do, however, just want to add out, why the hell was Trish Stratus in that match?
Why is Trish Stratus still wrestling? No offense, but like, I don't know.
They're doing better than AEW. At least there was two women's matches on the floor. Cool. Yeah.
But, you know, she just, I don't know. She just, I'm not saying like, but it's just like, it's weird. She just popped up out of nowhere, Trish Stratus. I guess I should have rephrased it. It's just weird that she popped out of nowhere. I didn't mean like she's wrestling. Like, it is weird seeing her wrestle, but it's just like, she literally came out of nowhere. She's like back. You know what I mean?
It is. And I honestly do feel like I'm happy that they didn't let no one else win this women's match, because they needed a new fresh, like, woman or fish, a fresh face, like B.
Well, EO's definitely a great choice, a great pick.
But I'm just saying, like, I love Bayley to death. She didn't need nothing right now. Becky doesn't. Trish's career is older than Sky almost, so she didn't need it. Like, Selena Vega could have, but I feel like there needs to be like a change in the guard a little bit. So I'm happy that they got someone brand new. Like,
who's what made it? EO's a workhorse in her own right. Great talent, great matches in Lucha Underground.
Now I say Seth versus Ben was great.
Ben who phase?
Ben Bailey.
Finn. I thought you said Ben. You said Finn.
Ben, yeah.
Yeah, I fell asleep during that. I was high.
That's true. You missed a good match. It was a good match.
Yeah, well, no, of course there's gonna be a good match. It's Seth Rollins, and it's two people that can go. Of course, I know Finn didn't win, right?
But it was a good match, and I think that's probably gonna set up for Seth going against Damian Priest, because it only makes sense if.
How long do you think Seth is gonna keep the title?
He'll probably lose it at what's the next big pay per view?
SummerSlam.
Damn, that's so simple. All right, we got SummerSlam, and I know after that it's a lower tier pay per view.
You mean a Peacock event, wrestling event?
But you know what I mean. Like, you know, you got the Big Four. You have Royal Rumble.
They still do 12 pay per views. They still do like 18 pay per views a year.
It's not 18. The fact that you just love to try means you've got enough money to produce 18 pay-per-views.
I love that you take up for a company that does nothing for you. WWE is like an abusive relationship that you just love to be in. It's like, they've done so good for me. And they're like, your nose is bleeding. And you're like, I just fell down the stairs.
See,
and it's like, no,
this is the problem.
WWE pushed down you down the stairs.
So this is the problem. See, both companies that we fight for, it's like we're a team. But see, that's the problem.
I like to think of Tony as more of a Joe.
I know. See, both companies are the Ike.
No, Tony's Joe.
Let me finish. Okay. Both companies are Ike in the situation.
Joe,
and we're both a team. Mike. What the problem is,
Jackson,
you are rolling down the river, Tina. I am what's love got to do with. I escape. I can easily stop and feel bad or feel great about the product. Right now, and I can tell the truth, if I had to level WWE on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it a solid 8. It could be extremely better, but it could be, and we have seen it be, hella worse.
There's no way in your right wrestling mind that you're gonna sit up here, look at me in the face, and say WWE is better than AEW right now.
What aspect
of wrestling? Just pure matches. Everything aside. Look at their AEW is killing WWE in that aspect.
Let's look at champions. Okay, they have.
If we're looking at popularity and wrestling thing.
Well, let's look. Okay, let's look at champions. MGF, Roman.
Yeah.
MJF is a newer face with a belt. Yeah, he whipped you. But the story with Roman made it better. Is which one's a better wrestler? Yes, I would say MJF is a better wrestler than Roman. But let's look at it. Who is MJF going to be that's going to keep it entertaining or go up against?
Adam Cole, Eddie Kingston.
I wish I would pay $50 to see MJF on a main card with Eddie Kingston.
Now we're about to fight. What is up your thing with Eddie Kingston? Eddie Kingston is one of the best things about AEW.
Since when? I forgot he was even in AEW. Until I went to your house and watched that pay-per-view.
Eddie Kingston makes wrestling real. Eddie Kingston is a treasure. Eddie Kingston is the man.
But listen, okay.
No. Don't you dismiss Eddie Kingston. Eddie Kingston, when he wins the title, and he will, that's going to be one of the biggest pops in wrestling history.
The title where?
He's going to win that title.
Of what?
The championship. He's going to win the AEW
championship. Whose championship? Oh, God. On my soul, I'm willing to say this on air to all wrestling purists.
And I'm willing to say this. Eddie Kingston will become AEW champion at some point.
AEW. I hope they do great. Though I do have a theory that they would despise in a 10-year span.
No, they will not.
But I'm going to tell you something right now. If I woke up one day or went to your house and see Eddie Kingston in a match fighting for and or winning the AEW championship, not only that I know the end is near, it's over.
$2,000 Eddie Kingston will at some point become champion.
Okay.
This is like a long standing bet. And we'll come back to this, and everybody is a witness to this.
We'll come back to this episode.
Yeah, $2,000.
Today is July 2nd.
2023. At some point, Eddie Kingston will become AEW champion.
Of what? He can have the TV championship.
AEW champion.
He will become the world heavyweight champion?
Yes. He will, at some point, he will touch the TNT title.
You mean touch to give to someone?
No, he will have.
He's not holding.
He will have at least some of
Tony Khan will be smoking hella crack. You know what? I'm willing to go on this bet.
$3,000. He will get
$3,000 is crazy.
Well, yeah, three. I know.
Not bad.
This is a long-standing bet.
It's been a long-standing bet.
Yeah, it's a long-standing bet.
I'm not just walking around with $3,000.
Me neither. But look, this is a long-standing bet. He will have the TNT title, the
he will have the TV championship. TNT title,
and
how would he even be involved to even get this belt?
All right.
There is no scenario to where we can slide in to be like, oh, Eddie Kingston's a front runner.
All right, well,
you know what?
I've been drinking I'm drinking a little bit.
I'll double this bet and say Sting will win the title before Eddie Kingston.
So $6,000 on a long-standing bet that Eddie Kingston will at some point become AEW world champion.
$6,000 that Sting has a better shot of...
Sting is about to retire this year, so you're already putting yourself in, I'm about to play this dude $6,000 at some point.
Yeah, Eddie Kingston won't put it in the grave.
We just shook hands at some point. Uh-huh. At some point.
Because Eddie Kingston was in his 40s.
And before anything, this is a long-standing bet.
That's fine.
So this means once Eddie Kingston has to have more than one title shot at the belt, he will become champion at some point.
There's just no damn way.
He will.
No, he won't.
We definitely got to end this podcast because we kind of topped everything.
That's what a podcast does. Do you think a podcast just stays on one topic? No. Podcast is basically barbershop talk, except
on one flat topic that we've ventured off into.
And that's what makes a podcast great. And that's what I will name the title.
What? That's what makes a podcast great.
No, hopping around.
On the Wrestling IQ podcast.
There you go. And that's what makes people interested.
You see what I did there, right?
Yeah, pull it. That's why would I edit it something that does not need to be edited? It's real.
All right. So, getting back to go ahead and round this.
We already discussed that Money in the Bank was trash.
Money in the Bank was trash.
And the only thing that I can say that somewhat got it back on float was the Uso match, the main event.
Oh, that was really good. That's when I finally woke up and I woke up and I was like, okay, so the main event was. That's what I say about Solo Sokko. I have a feeling he's going to be somebody to watch in the next couple of years. I would love to see him and KO in a solid one-on-one. I'd love to see Solo and Gunther, or whatever the fuck he's calling himself nowadays.
That was a good match.
I would love, I'm not the big, like I said, I'm just, it's really hard to keep my attention on the product because it's just constantly letting me down in the past, but I don't know. I expect more of it since Triple H is at the creative head now. But
you gotta give time for Vince to
go to where?
Retire, bro.
Again?
The last time.
I have a feeling that won't work out. I have a feeling Triple H will get fed up before he retires.
No, I mean, Triple H is chilling.
What? Triple H is chilling because he realized he's gonna have to wait till Vince retires before he can get anything he wants to get done.
Well, I think they're making him step down regardless because of he sold whatever part to people who own UFC team.
Oh, dude. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap this up today.
Yeah, we're gonna wrap this up.
Forget to continue from the earlier discussion today we had about the women's the women in AEW. Stay tuned for a continuation on that video essay we're working on the.
We will work and get published a woman's pillar,
a comprehensive look at the women's division coming soon to the Wrestling IQ YouTube channel.
Yes, we will get the YouTube channel up and pumping, up and running. As for right now, voice and podcast wise, you can check us up on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast. I'm on Google Podcasts too.
Google has podcasts.
Yeah, like if you type in like a podcast on the Google search bar, it'll take you to us too. So listen, podcasts will be everywhere. We will get our socials back up and booming. We do have, you want to check us out, we do have the Let's Find Out Instagram, Facebook, podcast, of course. So we're everywhere. But until we get everything fluently up and running, catch us out on the pod. Again, this is your boy, the Ravaging Rudy.
And I am Parker Lewis.
And until next week, peace.